Welcome to the third installment of the pre-Pesach pint-sized podcast, and tonight I would like to look at the matzah. Many commentaries throughout the ages have viewed the matzah as imbued with spiritual properties. The Zohar calls it the bread of faith. The closest equivalent to the matzah, then, is another food that transcends the boundaries of nature, namely the man, or the manna that the Jewish people ate in the desert. Is the connection between these two foods noted anywhere in the Seder? The answer is, possibly. There is no direct discussion of the link, but there might be an allusion to it in the number of matzot that we use at the Seder. While this sounds like a straightforward issue, everyone knows, after all, that we use three matzot, the number of matzot that we use at the Seder is actually the subject of a debate amongst medieval halachic authorities. The authorities of the Muslim countries ruled that on Pesach night, we should utilize one whole matzah and one broken matzah, the latter of which symbolizes the lechem oni, the bread of poverty, the bread of affliction, which we recall our ancestors eating in Egypt. The French and German authorities, that is the Ashkenazim, on the other hand, ruled that we should use three matzot, so that when one is broken, we will still maintain lechem mishneh, the double portion of bread that we eat at the meal on every Shabbat and every holiday. It is necessary to do so, they say, because a double portion of man fell before the festivals, just as it did before Shabbat. In other words, according to the Ashkenazi tradition, while we must have a broken matzah symbolizing the lechem oni, it is also crucial that we simultaneously symbolize the man as well by keeping two complete additional matzot. Why must the matzah symbolize the man? I believe there is a fundamental similarity between these two foods. In the 16th chapter of Shemot, in describing the wondrous and mysterious bread that God brought from heaven, the Torah states, "Vayiru b'nei Yisrael, vayamru ish el achiv manhu, ki lo yadu mahu." When the children of Israel saw it, when they saw the bread that came from heaven, they said to one another, "What is it?" Because they did not know what it was. "Vayomer Moshe alehem, hu halechem asher nasan Hashem lachem la'achla." And Moshe said to them, "This is the bread that Hashem has given you to eat." And so, B'nai Yisrael initially ask Manhu, "What is this bread?" But later, a few psukim later, in Pasuk 31, Lamed Aleph, the Torah says, "Vayikru Beit Yisrael et Shemo Man." And the house of Israel called its name Man. They called it Manna. In other words, the word Man was originally a question. What is this entity? But ultimately, it was the name that was given to the food. The name of the food that connotes its essence is mysterious and unknown. Moreover, the rabbis in a famous midrash state that the man took on whatever flavor a person desired. This midrash is not just a fantasy that we teach to children. It conveys to us what the man was. It had no intrinsic essence. It had no intrinsic taste. It was man. What? Ambiguity embodied. And it only took on a specific nature and a specific flavor when it was invested with one by the person who was eating it. How is this connected to the matzah? In the Gemara in Masechet Psachim, Tractate Psachim, the Amora Shmuel says that the Torah's description of the matzah as lechem oni, literally the bread of affliction, can be interpreted as lechem sheonim alav dvarim harbei, bread over which much is said. The matzah is not only the bread of affliction, it is also the bread of interpretation. It is the bread of speech, the bread of conversation and discussion. According to Shmuel, we invest the matzah with meaning and significance when we discuss and we interpret it. The man and the matzah are therefore two of a kind. Each is intrinsically ambiguous, and each takes on whatever meaning we invest in it. And so at our Pesach Seder this year, we should discuss the matzah, we should understand the matzah, we should analyze and interpret all of the symbols of the evening, invest our evening with meaning, and make our matzah just like the man. What is it? Indeed, it is what. And it only takes on meaning when we put meaning into it. Tune in tomorrow night for the fourth installment.